The International Atomic Energy Agency says that it has inspected all sites and locations in Iran which it needed to visit. The IAEA Director General Yukio Amano has said in a statement that the information available to the agency is subject to exact review. He noted that the data includes those from third parties which the IAEA will not take at face value. Amano's comments come days after the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Iran of having a secret atomic warehouse near the capital, Tehran. Iran has denied the allegation as baseless. The IAEA carries out verification of Iran's atomic commitments under the country's nuclear deal with world powers. John Stepling is author and commentator who joins us from Norway. I could come at you with a few different in a few different ways, but when you have Israel that possesses nuclear warheads, even though it says it doesn't, and then accuses Iran of having it and wants the world to condemn Iran through sanctions and otherwise, then it kind of becomes ironic in that sense.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, we are reaching a level of public theater that is absurdist. It's Dada. I mean, Netanyahu gets up and you know, holds up a sign with the name of a town that doesn't exist, and then a name of another place that turns out to be a carpet cleaning factory. And people went and visited and filmed it right after his UN speech to provide evidence for this. But he doesn't care. You know, Nikki Haley doesn't care. Mike Pompeo doesn't care. And certainly nobody in the Israeli government cares. I mean, it's partly just their contemptuous attitude that they make so little effort to lie well anymore. You know, at one time they seemingly controlled the narrative, and that is no longer the case. And the strange thing is that I don't think they care. Everybody knows who pays any attention to this that Iran has adhered to every single agreement, regardless of how unfair it is. And it is all unfair. Even the, you know, the JCPOA on one level, as you pointed out, is absurd. Why is Israel not held to these standards? Why is Pakistan? Why aren't the United States? But given that, Iran has adhered to everything. They have complied completely. Nothing has been found. They have violated nothing. But if you read the Western press, you wouldn't know that. If you read comments coming out of Washington or Tel Aviv, you wouldn't know that. So it's a massive, massive propaganda campaign, and it's just laughable at this point. It really is. I mean, Netanyahu must have difficulty keeping a straight face when he delivers these absurdities. But of course, it's dangerous. The whole thing is dangerous, and where this goes is anybody's guess, because it's anybody's guess, you know, what is in the mind of the leadership in Washington. Clearly, they're very frustrated. They're frustrated with Syria. They're frustrated with the lack of progress there. And, you know, they make bombs. They need to use bombs. So they're going to find some place to use them. And Iran has played this all very intelligently. And I think on one level, the world sees that. And but we'll see if the the Israeli, U.S., Saudi axis cares whether anybody sees it and cares whether global opinion is against them or not. I suspect they don't care.
Thank you very much for that, John Stepling, author and commentator from Norway.